You guys
deserve that beer. You fucking deserve that fucking beer.
Cheers, Fonzo.
Long Beach, motherfucker.
What's up? The introduction of LB Studio 2.
Chilling like a motherfucker at the beach.
Damn, I like seriously want to channel my inner Warren G.
I love the fact that we're just chilling inside the house. Just chilling like we would be at the beach.
We're in beach chairs in a beach city in a bedroom.
I love it.
But this is the first show on SG. I want to say SG Studio 1. That's legendary. You. That's like
that's Hall of Fame.
That's
shit.
Radio City Music Hall style, dude. But LB Studio 2 is little baby studio. We got all the right pieces. We just haven't put the puzzle together.
Oh, yeah. We have to set this place up. It's going to be amazing, dude.
Yeah, you guys will
no
see.
No pictures right now.
No pictures right now.
Under construction. It's awesome, though, dude. I already see how it's going to come out. It's going to be great.
Like every teacher that has ever told me, I tell this room, you have great potential.
All it's everything is in here. All the great potential is already in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
It has a bed.
It has Bob Dylan. It has the helmet hat for those of you guys who have worn the helmet.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. So I love it.
But the first things first, we got to freaking do a show here.
Yeah, we're going to got to break this motherfucker in, pop the cherry.
Yeah, I want to call this Pilot 4.
Pilot 4?
Pilot 4.
Okay. We'll go with Pilot 4.
Pilot 4, episode Pilot 4.
That sounded like a fucking Star Wars song right there. Like a Star Wars fucking movie. Episode 4, Pilot. No, what did you just call it? Episode 4? No, Pilot.
Episode Pilot 4.
Episode Pilot 4, yeah.
By John Lucas.
John Lucas. Juan Lucas, wait. Juan.
Sponsored by Lucas Polvo.
No, we got a sponsor this week.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, Fonzo. That's a good segue. Who's our sponsor today?
Paris.
We finally got our first sponsor.
Paris. Yes.
Betty.
Betty hooked it up. Betty's my girl. Paris
right.
is my girl.
Lady Paris. The M'lady Paris.
Miss Fonz. She hooked it up. She got us some carne asada.
Yes.
So we're going to be cooking up after. I want to hurry up and do the show so we can get some
meat.
It's
sitting
in
the fridge, dude. I see it. I'm like,
yeah, we got a sponsor, dude.
So our beer cans have not gotten bigger. But our hunger is going to get smaller because of our first sponsor who gave us, a pound of carne asada?
Yeah. We got a sponsor. Woo!
Yeah!
Other than ourselves. Woo!
Exactly.
I'm going to have to put in some work later, but who cares?
All right. What does she believe in so we can keep plugging it? What are one of the things she believes in?
Thrive.
Thrive? Yeah. Like to live?
Like
the will to live?
Like the whole freaking Kaiser thing, you know, just thrive.
The
you know?
Thrive.
Like walking, jogging, being active, do what you got to do, fucking just keep going, just keep trying.
In the words of Matthew McConaughey and Dazed and Confused, L-I-V-I-N. Hey, ladies. L-I-V-I-N.
It works all the time.
There's definitely not a six-pack on the other end of this mic, by the way. So,
the one in the fridge only.
Only the one in the fridge. All right, cool. So for Thrive, this episode is for thriving.
Thrive, yes.
This episode.
Thank you, sponsor Paris.
Thank you, Lady Perry.
Lady Perry. There you go. I like that one.
Good. Hey, man, you know what? This show might be about thriving, but for me, this show is about being broke.
We thrive to survive.
We thrive to survive. Dude, I want to share with you some of the thoughts that I've had for like maybe Monday. Monday happened. Because, you know, the Memorial Day weekend, there's a lot of like places you go to. I recently upgraded my phone plan.
Yes.
It's like not even upgrade. I feel like I just caught up with the rest of the world with my phone plan. I got me a smartphone now. I used to have
Welcome
a dumb
to
phone.
The dark side.
I know it's freaking amazing. I don't want to bore you with that stuff, but what I will say about that is that it costs money.
It does.
And things cost money. And then like Memorial Day, you barbecue, you do a lot of stuff. And so I want to talk about being broke. I don't mean being poor, like I live in a shanty down by the river, you know, and Chris Farley falling on a table, like not poor. I mean broke, like cool, like
real life broke.
Bills
shit.
Are paid. Yeah. You know, I got shoes. I got, you know, I get food. I'm talking about being broke. It's like, I remember when I like got out of high school and I got my first job and I would spend stuff and I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna move out because I have a job now. I'm gonna like pay rent and do this. And then like about 4 months later, it's like, man, I can never get any savings. You know what I mean? And yeah. So like I think about that. And now that I kind of live on my own and all this stuff and everything, it's kind of like I was laughing because I was looking at my balance in my account. And I was like, shit, I'm broke. But I'm broke till like the next pay period and things are all right.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to talk about that because I feel like a lot of people go through this.
Yeah, it's like paycheck to paycheck type stuff. You
yeah,
know?
Or
like,
those few instances when you do. Or like maybe you go, like you put too much in your savings account and then you're like, damn, I don't want to pull any back. I don't want to pull, so you're broke.
You're trying to be dedicated to the saving part, but then your checking account's like, fuck, I can't do shit this weekend. I hope nobody calls me.
Dude, yes. I after Memorial Day, I've been broke, dude. So all week I've been like, damn, I got to get back to my Southgate days. I got to get back to working at UPS days. What? At least for one until the 5th. So I'm almost there. This recording is the 1st. So I got 4 more days. I'm almost there. But I'm like, it's almost like survival, like scavenger mode. You know what I mean? And now you have to start thinking about what's the term? It's like frugal. I got to be frugal at least for 5 days. You know what I mean?
You got to go to the freaking to the pantry to find out what you can eat.
Exactly. Hey, but you know what? You can. What is it? They always say like, you can't take the stripes off the tiger.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be easy. I mean, it shouldn't be hard. Is what I should say.
No, it's
it
not
shouldn't
hard,
be hard.
No.
But I feel like you do have to make changes.
Yeah.
Like I can't go to Starbucks every day. I can't get the venti. I can't even get coffee. You know what I mean? I have to make it at the house.
You got
to
make your own coffee.
It's like. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's like I have to like make the coffee, wake up an extra 5. You can't afford to sleep in and just be like, oh, I'll just buy it at the store or whatever. Yeah. So it's been quite interesting being broke.
What kind of meals have you made since you realized you were broke? Or what changes have you made that you literally figure that these are changes?
All right.
This is different.
All right. Like you mentioned pantry.
Yeah.
It's definitely been Fiber One bars. We went to Costco the other day and we bought a big old box of Fiber One bars. So definitely that's going in the diet. Like sometimes I forget. I'm like, whatever. Can't eat too many of those.
But you gotta spread them out.
I'll eat a Fiber One bar that's in the pantry. Tuna can.
Get the tuna can.
And the favorite, it's almost a blessing in disguise being broke. The cup of noodles. Nissin cup of noodles. Are you a noodles guy or are you a ramen guy?
I am a noodles guy.
I'm a cup of noodles. I love the fake beef in there, dude.
Yeah, and the shrimp.
The shrimp.
The two shrimp that are in
don't
there.
Don't shrimp on the shrimp.
Yeah, I like that one. So how do you hook up your cup of noodles?
How do I do it?
Yeah, like what's your favorite way to like hook it up?
Just standard boil the water, pour it in, wait 3 minutes. I'm a follower of the directions. I don't deviate too far away from that. What about you?
Well, I've learned from other friends, and then we've been cup of noodles for life. You know, it's like I think we have fucking sodium running through our system, like overdose on sodium all the time. But so you start experimenting when you're a cup of noodles type of person, right?
Okay.
Because the regular follow the instruction shit gets old. So
yes.
So we start mixing it up
for the last 4 days. Yes.
So we some of the shit we would do was you do the standard basic instruction shit, put the water, but then we would pour out all the water, pour it all out, right?
What?
And then get lemon, if we had lemons.
So it becomes pasta?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So then you take out all the water, you put it in like a plate or a bowl or whatever, and you pour lemon all over it, right? And then we would put tapatio on top of that shit.
Who creates that?
Huh?
Who? Where did you hear
Magicians,
that?
Magicians, dude. That shit is amazing, right? Doesn't sound pretty good?
That sounds, yes, it does sound amazing.
So you start mixing it up. You start like adding shit, all right? Or then you get, this one was a little weird, but I you know when you're hungry, you're going to eat. you need sustenance. Mm-hmm. Is that the correct word?
Sustenance, yeah.
Yeah. So, right. So, you would scramble some eggs or an egg because you have to, like, cut back.
Ration
right?
it. You have to ration it. Yeah.
So, you'd scramble an egg. You do the instructions, drain out the water, and put the egg on top.
Oh.
And then put the ketchup.
Oh, that sounds good.
It barbecue sounds pretty good, right? Even, yeah. Or barbecue sauce. So, you have like meals.
Yeah.
It's like almost like you're in jail, you know? Like
it's like hypertension is like the Grim Reaper is hypertension.
So it's like these are meals that you can create at home by yourself or in jail when shit happens.
If you're broke or not broke.
Not broke.
That sounds amazing.
Somebody's gonna have that with wine next time,
dude,
you know?
Yeah, no, there'll be a gastro pub serving that for $12.95.
See, so but you know what? Eggs come in handy when you're broke,
dude. It really is about like.
It's like we should start raising chickens so we can get eggs.
Yeah, no kidding. But it really is about like you know what, and you read a lot of magazines for people who like have weight management issues and they just need to eat better. It's like it's all about taking time to prepare because convenience is the devil, right? Like if you're caught like and you got to get something to eat, there aren't a lot of places where it's very healthy places to eat.
Yeah.
But it's like it's one of those things for behavior change. It's like, hey, take the time, plan, and do things. I feel being broke is like managing your weight. It's like managing your money is like managing your weight. Like if you put something on credit, it's like your weight. Like. You can close your eyes and be like, please go away, please go away. And then you look at your account, it's still there.
It's right.
Or your weight, it's still there. You know what I mean? So being broke is kind of like, damn, I gotta plan this. I gotta make this happen. And then like eggs, whatever eggs are left, the milk, like
any
all this
kinds
stuff.
Of like meats, fucking deli meats or whatever you
whatever's
would have.
Left. I like what Manula. You said earlier during our prep for the show about when you have to look at the different places.
What do you mean?
Like if you go to the pantry, what'd you say? The pantry, the fridge. You mentioned three places. You're like, if you go to the pantry and the fridge, maybe the freezer, and then you make a meal.
And then you make a meal. Yeah. You just start experimenting. I like to call them mystery meals. those are my mystery meals. You know, you create something out of the shit that you have.
Yeah.
Sometimes people look at the peas and they're like, oh, I don't want peas.
Right.
Or some fucking can of corn. And then, like, in the fridge, there's some Weibos, some eggs, or like, fucking, what else do you have in the fridge?
You mix the tuna with water can with the tuna with canola oil can.
Or some sardines and
sardines,
shit.
Sardines, crackers.
You know you're desperate when you have sardines,
oh,
dude.
My God. That's, like, only people who are planning for an earthquake survival have the sardines.
Yeah.
And Salvadorians.
But you know what sardines are really good with?
What?
Like, seriously, out of the can? Drinking. Like, beer? With sardines, it's amazing.
Because of the
dude.
Salt,
yeah,
like,
that
like how you eat chips with beer.
Yeah, you just
salt?
grab a fork, and sometimes they're in like tomato sauce or whatever kind.
Yeah,
they're actually really good, dude. I mean, I don't like them in pizza, but I'll eat them out of the can.
Yeah.
With beer.
All right.
You know, it's like I like that type of shit, like,
dude. I was like, today this morning I woke up and I was laughing because today's the first of the month. Today's June 1st, and I was like, damn. Even the welfare people have more money than me right now. So I got to wait until the 5th. I got to hold strong, Fonzo. I think I can hold strong.
Mystery meals.
I
gave you my new recipe on the fucking cup of noodles right there.
I got the cup of noodles. I got the pantry. I mean, I've done a really good collection of stuff. Dude, don't get me wrong. I'll still drink like a couple brews here and there.
Yeah.
But I can't really fancy myself on like microbreweries and things like that.
But that's a meal right there, though. Like a beer.
A beer can be a meal.
Yeah.
But it's not satisfying. I need like a rack of ribs with that, dude, to be full.
But you think about it this way: a beer or a couple of beers before dinner, for dinner is actually pretty good. Cause it's gonna like you know you'll get to sleep and you got something in your stomach. There's nutrients in some beers.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I believe it. Some of those are like pudding. But I like your story. I like your story of being broke about how you're like, well, you put so much into a savings account and then you're like, damn, did I put too much?
Oh yeah, me and my girl have like
Miss Petty.
Yeah, Miss Petty's. We have like little fucking. Little piggy banks for shit that we want to do. Because talking about broke, right? It's like we have jobs. We take care of our bills. But at the end of the month or at the end of that pay period, we were broke.
And I hate being broke.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. But like, we want to do stuff.
Right.
So we have to save for it. So how we do it is that we save for trips. Cause that's
do you have physical piggy banks?
Yeah.
What address? Because I'm broke right now. No, okay.
Where you live.
That's cool. So you have separate little places where you put money in for your little for your project.
Yes.
That is rad.
Yes, because we've been fucked up. Like, we love to travel. That's, you know, Walt. That's my biggest thing.
I love that, and I envy that from you.
So that's, like, our biggest thing. Like, we don't got – I mean, we take care of our responsibilities, but top priority is to travel. You know, you work fucking the whole year and you need to take a trip because you need to figure out that why are you working? That's my goal, is to travel.
Yeah.
I work to travel.
Yeah.
So we have our piggy bank and we have one piggy bank for this, one piggy bank for that. So we're dedicated to put money in these piggy banks.
That's really commendable, man. That is cool.
But we like to do shit too. Like when we're not working, right? Like on the weekend.
Staycate.
Yeah, of course. So, like, so you start putting money in these piggy bank and this piggy bank and this piggy bank. It's like, fuck, I got no fucking money. So I'm so broke all the time.
And then you keep telling yourself, no, I can just hold on to the next pay period.
Yeah, so it's all about dedication. So then you start figuring out, all right, if I take money away from my the rent and I'll pay it this time or from this account or from this credit card or, you know, figure shit out to try to make ends meet, you know?
To make fun money.
Make fun money. Because
you make the money to make ends meet, but you're trying to make... The purpose of all this is to make fun money, right?
Yeah, but I'm noticing that, like, it's cheaper to stay at home and get wasted.
I love that.
Right? And then you don't have to give a tip.
I had an apartment in Salt Lake City with no windows. Like, I can testify to that it's pretty fun after a while.
Yeah, then you go to a restaurant or you go to a bar or you go somewhere. It's
oh, God.
Then you have to give a tip. For what? I could pour my own beer at home.
And then you got the missus calling you a cheapskate saying you're only giving that percentage.
Yeah.
You're only giving 15%. I'm like, wait, that's better than double the tax.
It is. It really is.
So it's like, wait, I got to give.
So it's like going out sucks.
Going out does suck. Until you regret it. Until you have money.
You regret it afterwards. You don't regret it while you're there.
Yeah. That's true. You definitely don't.
When you pay it and after you walk out, as soon as you walk out, you regret it.
Yeah. Yep.
I hate that shit.
So I got a little left. I'm going to need you to coach me through this. Maybe we can come up with a solution together.
You got like what?
I got a couple.
86 hours or something?
I got a couple ducats left before the 5th. I got to make these last. So grocery store. I got a couple ducats to go to the grocery store. What are top priority broke? It's like you got to go back to like college or right out of high school mode. Like you got to channel that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, grocery store. Top five things I need to get at the grocery store till the 5th to make it last till the 5th.
All right. By my taste buds, one of the first things that I would buy, the cheapest cereal you can get.
Cereal?
Yes.
Hmm.
Cereal, because cereal... If you run out of milk, you could put orange juice.
Oh, then you throw up.
What?
I can't. I cannot. Now you're getting out of control right now.
Or water.
I can't.
Like on Friday.
I know, but I can't do it.
You can't do that?
And the thing is, if you get cereal, you're not that poor.
You're not that broke.
Well, I'm broke, but I'm not poor.
All right. There you go. That is the difference. You're right. You're right.
But.
Eggs.
All right. Eggs is true.
Eggs.
Okay. Okay. Here.
Bologna.
Eggs, like, but they check this out. Eggs are like $5 if you get them. So, okay, you know, I'm sorry, chickens. I'm gonna have to go with the caged ones this time because I've gotten the uncaged, you know, like, you know, feel free for the animals and that's cool. But I can't afford to go uncaged. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go.
That's
caged.
Why you go to the Mexican store.
And they're big, man. Those uncaged ones are like softballs, man. But okay, yeah, you need eggs.
You need eggs.
I would be down with the milk, but I'm not really that much of a milk guy.
You don't like cereal?
I mean, I love cereal, but okay. What else? Eggs.
Bologna. With the red ribbon around it.
That's the red best. Plastic you ribbon know what? Around that it. That is bomb.
White.
The bologna, the kind of bologna. Remember when you would cook it? Like you put oil and you cook it before you're gonna cook your eggs. It looks like a titty.
Yeah, it pops up. Yep.
And you gotta slice it.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Right. Damn, I'm being little kid food right now.
Corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas. Yes. Like a 36 pack for like $2.
Yeah, because then you can chop them up, put them with some oil on the pan, and then put eggs on top of that.
And bologna.
And bologna.
And, oh,
and some ketchup.
Yep.
You're fucking set, dude. You that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Look,
right there.
My health is good enough to withstand whatever. I just need sustenance. So the fifth, bologna, eggs.
Eggs.
Crisco. I'm just playing. You didn't say Crisco. Veggie oil. You didn't say that either. So bologna, eggs.
And menudo.
Menudo.
Canned menudo.
That's like Mexican Popeye food.
Yeah. So, I mean, that works for the hangover, for the cheap beer that you bought.
For the beginning of your day with tapatio.
Tapatio. You know, you can put vegetables and onions and all that shit on top of it if you want, whatever, to make more of it. Right. Tapatio. And that could work for dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
It's an all-day meal. Menudo is perfect for everything.
I think in the last one, it has to be peanut butter.
Yes.
Peanut butter.
Good job.
I think you can put peanut butter on anything. You put peanut butter on a tortilla.
You know what sucks, though? Like, Spam should be on the list, but it's expensive.
Because Spam, supply and demand.
Spam is expensive.
People love the Spam.
It wasn't like that before, though, man.
No,
when we were kids.
Well, I, you know, honestly, I didn't like Spam.
You didn't like
Spam? I'd rather get bologna than Spam.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather get bologna than the Vienna. Remember the Vienna
sausages? Yeah.
I still like bologna more. I don't know if they're probably the same thing, just made in different shapes, but I'm down with bologna more than Spam, more than the Vienna sausage. But Spam's up because of supply and demand, I imagine. All things are like that, right?
Yeah.
Think about the beer we drink.
Oh, fuck.
Think about the beer. What did you bring my attention to? What we're drinking today. It might be the last one because at least till the fifth.
The price is going up.
At least till the fifth. It's almost as pricey as a microbrewery.
Dude, yeah. I brought PBR, a 12-pack of PBR.
And thank you, Fonzo, because now we can say you brought some expensive beer to the show.
It's not my fault, though.
It is not your fault. Whose fault is it to blame?
Who do you think?
Well, you know what? It's the indie hipsters. It's got to be the indie hipsters.
The hipsters.
Blame the tight pants. Blame Goat Yay. Blame that dude, the singer. It's like blame the change of Coachella. No, Coachella's dope. But let's just blame it on indie hipsters.
Indie hipsters.
Indie hipsters. You know what? I actually have an article. The reason I'm saying that is that PBR prices have gone up. That's a fact.
Yes.
That's a fact. And it's like, think about when you go to a bar now. It's like, when I actually went to a bar in Santa Monica yesterday. Obviously not on my tab because I'm broke. But the PBR was a happy hour special.
It was?
Yes. The PBR should not be a happy hour special.
No.
The PBR should just be PBR because it should be cheaper than the happy hour special.
It should be bottom of the barrel. Like, you know, just we have it here because people are broke.
So it was at a place in Santa Monica called the Brew House. And it was the happy hour special. I ordered it. Guess what they told me? We ran out. What the flying frick? You can't run out of the cheap stuff. No one orders the cheap stuff.
Dude, I remember when PBR, we would go to a bar and they would like give PBR with a shot of fucking whiskey.
For like $3.
Yeah.
And now you can.
You remember that? It was like a tall can.
Oh, for sure. A tall can.
A tall can with a shot.
Dude, this was
for
back
$3.
This was back in the Lucky Lager days.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was like, what the fuck? What happened?
And it's true. Now it's like that. That's one of the things when we started talking about this is like, how can PBR be a happy hour special? It should be a 24-hour special.
Yeah, it should be every day.
And you know what? So that's what made me want to check this out, dude. Like according to this, the Boston Magazine, it has an article: Are hipsters driving up the cost of Pabst Blue Ribbon at bars? What do you think, Fonz?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it yes? Is it no? Well, I think PBR has been a trend as of late.
Yes, it's a trend. You know, it's like, oh, I'm a struggling artist. All I can afford is fucking PBR.
Wax for my mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Got to curl up my fucking mustache, you know.
I got my beat up jeans, but leather cons.
Yeah. gotta go to work tomorrow.
But I love hipsters because they're creative. That's cool. That's the way, you know.
Yeah, but
come on, man.
But, you know, you gotta hate them because they bring up the price of beer. It's like, that's not a positive thing.
You should not pay $3 for a PBR.
No.
No, you should not pay $3 for a tall can of PBR. You shouldn't pay $3 for a mini can of PBR.
We gotta stop drinking PBR. Yeah. I'm gonna boycott it.
I don't want to, but the sad truth is we're gonna have to. Look, check out some results. So according to this article, PBR is considered a sub-premium beer. Well, what the hell does that mean, right? So sub-premium beers are in the category of like Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller Lite, MGD. And so all those are kind of what you call sub-premium beers, right? PBR has seen a 3-5% up to 6.8% price jump in all. Now, this isn't in supermarkets. This is in all eating and drinking establishments. So like restaurants and bars. 6.8%.
Fuck that shit.
That's
We're
bullshit,
done.
Right?
We are done.
Dude.
Boycott it.
Since 2009... Bud Light, all those sub-premiums, right? Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller Light, MGD, Miller Light, right? That big black dude on those commercials. MGD, DJ Quick, right? All these, in spite of all that, they all have steadily declined. PBR, in the meanwhile, saw its sales volume from 25% profit increase in 2009. It climbed another 17.6 in 2010 to 13.8 in 2011.
We are done.
Who's the blame in this?
Hipsters.
What is a bigger epidemic? Childhood obesity or sub-premium
beer
increase
prices.
In PBR? I'm actually annoyed by both. below is a graph. So I got a graph here. This is the difference from October 2012 all the way from April 2013. So this is very current. About the beer prices, ultra premiums like the Schnoody, like the Belgium and all that stuff, they have increased only 1.8%. Super premium like your
Stella's
and all that stuff. Yeah. Yep, 1%. Okay, premium beer like your Newcastle's or like good Samuel Adams.
Ooh.
3.6. So it's a very big increase compared to the ultra and the super premiums. But the sub-premium, and this is including the decline in the Budweiser products and the Miller products, have risen 6.8%. Shatters all the other ones by pure PBR. So, okay.
Does that mean more Mexicans are drinking PBR?
Hold on. This isn't everyone's drinking it. This is cool. This is awesome. This is... Everyone's drinking it, and then PBR raises their prices, and everyone is still drinking it. It's not cheap beer anymore.
No, it's not cheap beer.
It's normal beer.
Yeah.
And that's cool if you want to say, hey, man, I'm kind of glum, struggling artist, so I'll buy some normal price beer. It just doesn't go, right?
Yeah.
Cheap beer. No. I mean, pretty much the principles where we're from, like, we just buy cheap beer.
Yeah, we'll go to the market and see, all right, which one's the cheapest? Let me get that 12-pack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we do. And because we like beer and like quality sometimes and quantity most of the time.
Let me tell you this, Walt. You know what I saw today when I bought the PBR? We're trying to be sort of responsible now, right? We're adults.
Yes.
So this is going to trip you out. PBR 12-pack was the same price as a Steel Reserve 12-pack.
PBR 12 packs were the same price as a Steel Reserve 12 pack.
Yes.
Of the bigger cans or same cans everything?
Same cans.
So is Steel Reserve going up as well?
Yes. Because.
What is this world coming to?
Because of PBR.
Because the people who buy PBR will buy Steel Reserve. Or what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying that because crap beer is going up in price, Steel Reserve is going up in price too.
Ha, God damn it, dude.
This world is fucked up, dude. You know what the price difference from a PBR and a Steel Reserve? They were $9.99, right? You know which beer was cheaper?
Back in the day?
No, right now.
What beer was cheaper? Oh, yeah. Sorry, what beer was cheaper?
Naughty Light.
Well,
Naughty Ice.
Naughty Ice and Naughty Light, probably.
Yeah.
I am now an official Naughty Ice drinker.
Naughty Ice. It was cheaper than all the rest of them. We're going to downgrade. So dude, you told me bring some cheap beer.
I did.
And I thought I was going to, But I guess I'm not. I didn't.
Yeah.
I failed.
I didn't read this article and then ask you to buy it.
Like, no, you didn't.
Hey, you know what? Man, for those cheap beer enthusiasts, we had options before. Yes. And now all these guys are rising. Everything's rising.
The price of beer is rising. And crap beer, you know, it's just water with
alcohol.
It's
still the same thing.
It sucks.
God damn, indie hipsters, dude.
Stop drinking.
Wax is expensive. Like to put on your hair, on your facial hair. It's expensive.
Mustache wax is expensive.
Dude, pistachio wax is expensive. But come on. Well, you know what? That's cool. Supply and demand. You know what? It's supply and demand. So you know what? Let's just go on a break, man. I can't
I'm tired
handle
of this.
I can't handle this nonsense.
And a half miles today, fucker. Oh, wait. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry about
you
that.
Wait, 3.5 miles? You ran 3.5 miles?
Well, not ran. Let's just call it. I did 3.5 miles.
You covered. I covered three and a half miles.
But I'm getting ahead of myself right here.
So, no fair, man.
So let's just tell everybody what we're doing. Freaking LA, downtown LA, City Hall to Austin. How many miles is that walk?
1,382 miles.
So that's what
road miles.
Road miles.
Like off of Spring Street, get on the 10 or 101 to the 10 East, all the way to whatever it is. I think the 8 or who knows, all the way up.
Did you use that USA track and field map?
I did use the USA track and field.
I love that map.
Do you like? Oh, so you've been playing with it?
Yes, I've been playing with it, dude. Everybody has to go check that out. Like, so you could run out of your house, go a couple of blocks, and figure out how far you ran,
and it gives you the mile markers even in
yes.
the thing.
Yeah, on the map you could create your own little map, so you could create your own little course in your house and shit. It's amazing. I love it. Well, I love
it. It's addicting,
shit.
Right? Because
yeah.
you'll even make up routes that you're not gonna run. Yeah. I want to see how far this one.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
totally.
Blah.
It's like so. Where is I'm like, all right, if I could run to the bar, have a couple of drinks, run to the next bar, have a drink there. And I make my own little course right there from the bars that I know in my area. So I was like, oh, shit. That's awesome, dude. It's awesome fucking thing.
Dude, just to reiterate to what you're saying. So what me and Fonz and friends decided to do was we tried this a couple of years ago and we epic fail. We said, hey, let's give ourselves a year. Let's cover the distance in running from LA City Hall to the Texas State Capitol in Austin.
As a group.
So, like, if we get a couple friends, me and Fonz and friends.
I like that.
Cumulatively can cover, the distance is 1,382. If we can cover 1,377 miles, we'll go to Austin and run 5 miles, everyone as a group, to the Capitol.
Yeah.
We'll take pictures. We'll do this, all this, that. Well, we failed the last time. It got the better of us, don't you think?
It did.
Fucking kick our asses.
It was a fail.
So we didn't do it. We probably got as far as Rosemead or something like that in a year. But now we're back.
We're back.
And now we're strong and we're motivated.
Yes, we are.
And running, running is one of those things for me. Like, running can be back and forth. There's a lot of cool things. There's a lot of negative things. Weightlifting enthusiasts, CrossFit will tell you differently about running. Ultramarathon runners will tell you differently. But to me, it's a great way to just take a time out, man. Put some tunes on and just fucking go.
Just go. Just explore. Go. Just have some time for yourself. Just fucking get out, you know. Just get out on the world and have a good time. Not even running. Just get out of your house.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it. I'm digging it.
If you want to talk about the hormone imbalances of strenuous cardiovascular activity or the loss of muscle mass, it's just about getting out.
Yeah, get out, get some miles, meet some people, say, hey, good morning, hey, how you doing, you know?
Drink a beer when you're done? That has to be the best feeling.
It's a reward right there.
I can drink a beer after I lift weights. It is not the same as drinking a beer after you run.
Or drink a beer to the location that you ran to.
Oh, that's so delicious.
That's ultimate,
that's
dude.
That's amazing.
Yes, I love that.
So it's like, you know what? Dude, you can argue for yes or no, but you can't argue about the euphoric feeling of just after a good
that
hard
first
run,
fucking, and you're still sticky and sweaty and everything. You drink your beer.
That's
like
amazing.
The best beer ever,
it
dude.
Really
you
is.
Deserve that beer. You fucking deserve that fucking beer.
So
yes,
we want to have that again.
Yes.
And so
I want to have my beer in Austin.
Yeah, me too. I totally want to get back to Austin. So we started this week. That's what we did. We're using Nike Plus to gauge our miles, but we're using the USA Track and Field to gauge how long the total distance
is. Yeah,
is.
So we add up all the miles that we did that week, and then Walter freaking pinpoints us where we at. And we were at Rosemead, you said, or no?
At about 9 miles, we made it to like Monterey Park.
Monterey Park. Right. Yeah. So I know a
from,
bar there.
From
so
City Hall to Monterey Park. So we have made it that far.
I know a place we can hang out there to recover.
We got 51 weeks. We got 51 weeks. I think that's a good start.
I love it though, dude. It's fun. It's fun.
Isn't it?
It's motivational.
Pretty cool.
It's something for us to do. And it, you know what? It doesn't take no money.
It's freaking broke on the run.
Broke on the run.
To James Fix.
Oh, well, James Fix, you were telling me about them.
To James Fix. Let's have a drink to James Fix.
James Fix.
The reason I say James Fix, this guy was like he wasn't the inventor of jogging, but he was like the godfather of jogging. He put jogging on the map.
That's pretty awesome.
And that's cool. But, I mean, I wouldn't bring it up to this show unless there's a twist. Like, all things, there's a twist.
Yeah.
He died jogging. He had a heart attack jogging.
So jogging
was supposed to be, like, you're healthy. It's going to, like, literature, research shows that if you run, it'll actually, you know, create a better quality of life, add years to your life. And this guy died. He died at 52. He died in 1984. James Fix. He was very popular back in the day. By a book called The Complete Book of Running, which was, he wrote it in 1977, which is a great year in New York. This is out of New York. Actually, it's not out of New York. This article is out of New York, but he's not out of New York. He died in Vermont. He died on July 20th. Does that ring a bell, Alfonso?
Yes,
1984. What about that date?
Yeah, I was like 5 years old.
Like you were exactly 5 years old.
I was exactly 5 years old on my birthday.
You know, he had pre-existing coronary artery disease. The running didn't kill him, but
hey, it's not running, it's jogging.
It's jogging.
Is there a difference, Walt,
between
jogging and running?
Yeah, you know what the difference is?
Yes,
man, pick up your feet, hurry up. That's the difference right there.
What do you mean?
Well, jogging's leisurely, you know, running should be a little more exertive.
So, like, if I'm on a treadmill and I'm at that 4.5, that's jogging.
Here's my definition,
but if I'm at 5.5, it's running.
Here's my definition,
okay,
to that. Jogging is if you can have a conversation, much like we are, while we're participating in some leisurely physical activity. Running would be like, how much more we got? All right, let's do this. Where's that bar again? All right, we're almost there.
Oh, okay, okay. So
that's my definition of jogging.
Jogging?
And running. But, you know, but he put running on the map, you know, and this guy, he wrote this book, it like changed his life because he did, the reason he died, he had a congenital, or it was hereditary.
He was weak.
His dad had heart disease and stuff like that, but he enjoyed running. He was a magazine editor and he just started running. I like what a guy that really knows him in this article talks about, like, he's like, what I'm concerned about now is all those people who talk about the dangers of running. What does this prove to them? Sure, we have people dying in Central Park one or two a year while running, but I'm sure more people die on the golf course or watching the Yankees play baseball. Dude, this is 1977. This is the year of Summer of Sam. You're getting one or two people dying at the freaking Central Park because they're getting slashed, dude. Are these runners making out with blonde girls? Like that's how they got one or two slashed.
So his love killed him.
His love killed him. You're right. You know, really quick, This guy, the cool thing he would talk about before he died was that he ran so much that he would keep a log of the money he found, like, while running.
Wow, like, that's pretty cool.
He said he would find on normal runs, he would find 21 cents. One day he found $4.91 on one run.
Damn, he must have ran a long
time. Hey, back in 77.
Did he run into a bank or what?
Dude, he found hammers, screwdrivers, wrenches. When he would run, he would like grab them, throw them in bushes, and later go pick them up.
I just want to run into a hooker.
Well, first you got to collect enough $4.91 through your runs to be able to bump into that.
Imagine the hooker you could buy for that.
Yeah, Central Park, though. You never know.
Oh, there you go.
But he did, Fonzo, getting back to your point, he did die from what he loved.
Yeah, it totally reminds me of my boy, Charles Bukowski.
Is this a Bukowski? A moment in the life of Fonzo with Bukowski.
Oh, dude, I wish I could have met that guy.
What about him?
No, it just reminded me of a quote that he said. He said, my dear, find what you love and let it kill you. I was like, that's fucking awesome, dude. It's like, you know, that's life right there. That's beautiful. Like to find something that you would totally love and let it take you over and fucking just fucking die for it. You know, it's like that would be totally a life.
I think if you talk to a lot of spiritual leaders out, they would say like dying is part of life and dying is a celebration. You know, it's just, it's another part of your life, you know?
Yeah.
So why would you die being miserable?
Yeah, die for something you love. Why would you die for something?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
that's it, dude. That's die for something you love. So, I love that.
And that's the reason why, like,
I don't want to die jogging, though. I don't.
You
love
don't
want
to. Well, you don't love jogging, then. We'll no. never make it to Austin with that attitude, fucker.
But I love drinking in Austin, so I'm gonna make it over there, hey, some way or another. I'm gonna make it.
All right. On that note, Fonzo, I say we go for a run.
Let's do it.
Let's go get a beer run. All right, we're back. But before we go, we'd like to thank Ms. Perry, Lady Perry. Thank you for the carne asada. We're gonna go. We're gonna go burn that right now. Nonetheless, still eat it because we'll put it in tortillas.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank our sponsor. Thank you, Ms. Perry. This show is also dedicated to Ray Manzarek.
Yes, love the dude.
One of the cornerstones of freaking amazingness. Doors, keyboardist, and for some of you guys that didn't know. Bassist with his left hand on the keyboard, right? He played bassist and keyboard, and he's just awesome. For people from California, there's a lot of people who love the Doors, and he is a big part of it. So RIP, Ray Manzarek.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you for all the music.
And on that note, thank you for everyone who continues to listen to this show. We're just a toddler.
We're just getting started.
And we're just getting started. But go out and run. Go out and enjoy the beers that you like, and we'll see you next time. Fonzo?
Hey, good night.
Rock and roll.